Now let's talk about adding video to our website. Now, when you're adding video to a website, you'll get a code called an embed code. All you have to do is put that on your website. So let's take YouTube as an example. Let's go here and let's type in Squidoo. And then we can find a video on Squidoo. Okay, here's one, how to create a Squidoo lens. So if we click on that, here is the video. And over here we see an embed code. So all you have to do is grab the embed code, do a copy, bring up our website here in our browser. Now, presumably you wouldn't be putting this on this particular website, but all you have to do is place the embed code where you want that video to show. Let's actually create a new website. Okay, and then all we'd have to do is place the embed code where we want. Let me just put some simple text on here. Let's center that. Do a heading one, and then we'll put example of how to use Squidoo or something like that. Okay, so how to create a Squidoo lens. And then what we would do is embed the code. So insert HTML, and then we paste the embed code in here that we got from YouTube. Insert. And then save. And we need to give it a title here. Then we go and we open up our website. There is example there. Click on that, bring it up in the browser. And as you see, we now have the video on our website ready for people to watch. And that shows you how you can embed a video from one of the video sites like YouTube or Google or sites like that. But you can also embed Flash videos. If you have a Flash video you've created using a video capture software, or if somebody has supplied you a Flash type video, you'll get some code with it. Let's just bring this up here. Here is a tour video. And in the video, when you have a Flash, you'll have an HTML file. Open the HTML file. And then in here, we'll find the embed code. If you're looking for simple embed code, use this right here. So we grab this code between the div, here, and the slash div down here. This is our embed code. So what we'd have to do is embed this code as well, or in its place. Let's just do this separately. Let's go back to our website here. And then let's create a new one again. And we'll call this Members Area Tour. And then all we do is we embed the code in here. So we go insert HTML, and then we embed the code. Click insert. Now you're not really going to see anything there. And let's turn this into a heading 2. Now we'll save this and we'll call it Flash. Okay, now we save that. Now, the next thing we're going to have to do is copy all of the files that are in here. We just do a Control A and then copy. We need to copy all of these into the same spot where our website file is. That way it'll be able to find them easily. Okay, so there's our flash, which is our site. So we'll paste these all in here. Okay, and then all we have to do is click on our flash file and the video will play. So that's how you can easily embed video into one of your web pages. Now let's talk about embedding audio into your web page. Now let's talk about adding audio to a website. Now it's going to be the same thing. We're going to use some embed code again. However, the embed code is not going to be supplied for you with the audios. You're going to have to use an embed code from a script to get this thing to work. Now there are lots of paid services that you can use out there, but I've included some code that you can use for free. And it comes in the zip file with this video. Or you can download it using the link below the video. Now what you do, let's open a new document here. And now we'll do an audio test. And you're going to have player controls on your audio here. That's fine. Okay, so what we'll do is we'll put our embed code here and just unzip the file that came with this with your embed code, and it'll look like this once you unzip it. Okay, so you just have some embed code once you unzip it. So all you have to do is grab this embed code, copy it, find where you want it to go, and it's going to display a player here when all's said and done. Again, insert HTML, paste your code in here. Now, there's only one thing we need to change, and that is where this embed source is. All you have to do is put the name of your file in there for your audio. Now we haven't gone over creating audio files yet, and we're going to go over a tutorial on Audacity on how to create one later, but right now we're just going to show you how to put a file in there. So we'll go get an audio file, and we're going to upload it to the same spot where our website is going to be, our web page, so that the files are in the same relative spot on your server or on your computer. So when you open your web page, the audio will load. I'm going to put the name of my audio file in there. Okay, so for this example, I'm just using the file Amanda as the audio file. And the reason I'm using this is because it was already on my computer as part of Windows. But it can be anything as long as you know the name of it. So what you do, click on it, and then click on Properties. And then it'll give you the name of the file right there. Copy that. Go back to your embed code where this is, the string. Just paste the name of your file in there. Click insert. Now we'll save this. And you would save it to whatever you want. I'm just going to call it audio test. Save. Now when we go back, click on audio test, and there it is. There is our play button and our audio controls. Click the play button, and indeed it is playing. So that's how simple it is to add audio to your website.